Hello, tonight's session is being interpreted into Spanish. Jasmine, would you please introduce yourself and let our viewers know how to enable translation on their devices? Session is going to be translated into Spanish. Sam or Jasmine, would you please introduce yourself and let our viewers know how to enable translation on their devices?
Yes, of course. Thank you. Thank you for having us. Hello, everyone. My name is Sam Guzman with the COC, and along with my colleague Jasmine, we will be interpreting today's meeting into Spanish. Please allow me a quick moment while I give instructions in Spanish on how to access interpretation. Buenas tardes a todos. Mi nombre es Samuel Guzmán con la CLC y juntamente con mi colega Jasmine estaremos interpretando la reunión al español. Si se une con nosotros virtualmente a través de Zoom, busque en su pantalla el icono de globo que dice Interpretación y de ahí oprime ese botón y seleccione la opción de escuchar en español. Si ahorita se une con nosotros presencialmente y está en la cámara, por favor, hacia el fondo, hacia la derecha, encontrará un asistente que le podrá otorgar audífonos para escuchar en español. Muchas gracias and thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the general public comment session of September 22nd, 2025. City Council provides a half-hour general public comment session to hear from the public on city matters, except for any matter that are scheduled to have a public hearing. To maximize time for public comments, Council will not offer comments or responses from the dais. Council members or staff may contact speakers following their comments if they raise matters that lend themselves to follow-up. All speakers should begin by stating their name. Each person will have 3 minutes to speak. For those participating in person, when called upon, please come to the podium. A timer on the presentation monitor will display your remaining time. For those participating virtually, when called upon, please wait until you are promoted to speaker, then accept the promotion, turn on your camera if you have one, and your microphone. You will see the timer on the screen. Please refrain from profane or obscene speech. Direct your comments to Council as a whole, and refrain from individual or personal attacks, including disparaging other speakers' motives. And we will begin our general public comment with Patricia Rendiles, and I believe needs translation. Is she here in chambers? Patricia Rendiles? No? Okay. Ann Steele.
Good evening. My name is Ann Steele. I'm going to read testimony today from Palestinian children Fahim Zadan, Halim Eid, Safiyeh Atiyeh, and Zvi Ankoy about atrocities suffered at the hands of Israeli soldiers. It's excruciating to have to read this, but we owe it to them to listen. They ordered all of our families to line up outside, and they started shooting us. Most of us children were saved because we hid behind our parents. The bullet hit my sister Kadri, 4, in the head, my sister Sammy, 8, in the cheek, my brother Muhammad, 7, in the chest. All the others with us were killed. A man shot a bullet into the stomach of my sister, 9 months pregnant. He cut her stomach open with a butcher's knife. Around me, many atrocities were happening. Many young schoolgirls were raped and later slaughtered. Old women, too. A little girl was literally torn into two. Many infants were butchered and killed. I saw cut off genitalia and women's crushed stomachs. It was direct murder. Soldiers shot everyone they saw, including women and children. Many children were burned alive. This happened in 1948, when the genocide in Palestine actually began. The men who did this went on to become the architects and leaders of the State of Israel. As Jewish children, we were told to revere them, pray for Israel. One massacre after another, Palestinians were herded into Gaza, built and planned meticulously for extermination. The media reports 64,000 Palestinian casualties confirmed since 2023. The confirmation requires actual bodies and trustworthy media. There are bodies buried under rubble, bulldozed over, vaporized by bombs, left behind, burned beyond recognition, eaten by wild animals. How does it make sense that anyone actually knows how many have truly died? Someday we will. It will be horrifying. In his book, The Technologic Republic, Alex Karp, co-founder and CEO of Palantir, writes, "It is we, not our technical creations, who are to blame for failing to encourage and enable the radical act of belief in something above and beyond and external to the self." Alex Karp wants us to believe in his truth, in Palantir, the technology of genocide. Thriving in Colorado, Palantir creates, Lockheed Martin builds, Palestinians die, the rich get richer. Not a single elected official in Colorado has agreed to sponsor the Block the Bombs Act. They all say this is happening because of October 7th. Israel needs defensive weapons to protect itself from the people it's been murdering since 1948. Please, for Fahim Halim Safiyeh and Zvi, release a statement. We, the members of Denver City Council, do not support sending any more Denver taxpayer dollars to Israel. Thank you.
Thank you. Anissa Mamo. Anissa Mamo? No? Okay. Sophia? Oh, virtually. Do we have her? And she's not online. Okay. Sophia Worth. No, not there. Philip Marino. Marino. Philip Marino? No. Randall and Kenny? Akeney. Sorry about that.
Yeah, not close enough.
Akeney, I'm sorry about that.
It's been pronounced worse, I promise. Thank you for the opportunity. My name is Randy Ankeny. I own the Shepherd Studios at 1525 Valencia Street here in Denver. These people behind me live in the building and are here to support us. I want to tell you my story. I bought the property in 2023. We primarily focus on housing difficult populations. We serve tenants who, you know, often have evictions, have felonies in their background. Our clients include clients from Well Power, Remerge, the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless, various churches. And I'm an approved vendor for the Colorado Department of Corrections, Division of Parole, at two of my locations, which required a background check and a site inspection, including the Shepherds, which is one of those locations. I'm telling you that today because I'm going to tell you a story that I wouldn't believe if it didn't happen to me. About a year ago, I was working closely with the Denver Police Department liaison, Officer Ryan Nelson from District 2. I was giving him our client lists. I was asking for increased patrols. I was reporting suspicious behavior. He would tell me people he thought were conducting illegal activity, and I'd remove them. I had served a client, Damian Elliott Campbell, with a 10-day notice because of the activity in there, and he was behind on his rent. Officer Nelson asked me to hold off on that eviction because there was an active investigation going on, an undercover investigation, that they didn't want me to interfere with. So I complied, of course. And on October 8th, first, you know, in 2024, he was arrested on site after the execution of a search warrant. But to my surprise, as a result of these activities, I got a nuisance complaint and a call from the city saying my licensing was wrong, that they thought the residential rental license I had was inappropriate. They wanted me to apply for a lodging license. I disagreed, but I complied. I got all the necessary city inspections done. It's passed every inspection. I applied for a license, and it was denied. I was surprised. It was because of allegations of criminal activity. There's only one person who's ever been arrested at the Shepherds for anything illegal, and that's Damian Elliott Campbell, the person that the Denver Police Department asked me not to remove. That's the only person since I've owned the property in 23. So we had a hearing. The city opposed Officer Nelson from coming, even though he had texted me that he was going to be there. He opposed our subpoena successfully. He didn't show up. I submitted our text messages. We had evidence showing all the cooperation, how there's been no crime other than, you know, the one gentleman who's ever been arrested. And I won at that hearing. It's not binding, but the hearing officer made findings of fact in my favor regarding all of the allegations of criminal conduct. So we expected to get a lodging license. 3 months go by, nothing. So finally, 3 months later, we get a notice of denial. This is a week ago Friday, saying that all the residents had to be kicked out in less than a week from a building that's safe, secure, crime-free, and has passed every inspection. The director of licensing is creating a housing crisis for 30 families that didn't need to exist. I wouldn't have even believed it. I think it's unfair that I'm not getting a license, right? And I'll fight that fight. But what are they doing to these families from a safe, secure building? I don't understand it. We can't get answers. They're trying to take away their homes.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Kevin Ponis.
Hello, my name is Kevin Ponis. I live at 125 East 11th Avenue, just a couple blocks from here. I also work at 1525 Valentia, that's in Denver. I have a bachelor's degree in political science from Colorado State University and a master's degree in educational leadership and strategic planning. I've been the residency specialist case manager for Shepherd's Studio Apartments since January 2025. Currently, the Shepherd's Studio Apartments are under the threat of being shut down and tenants evicted. I'm speaking today regarding the current culture of our building, as well as the compassionate stewardship provided by our owner and landlord, Randy Ankeny. We're committed to providing transitional housing to marginalized populations. Many of our tenants are here with us today. We have Section 8, Department of Corrections, particularly hard to house registered sex offenders, recovering addicts, chronically homeless, those with poor credit, families receiving rental assistance through the City and County of Denver, and those who are just trying to get by, the flaggers, the construction workers, the temporary staff individuals. We pride ourselves on providing a safe, clean, and quiet environment for our tenants. Our guests are required to present a valid ID, phone number, and register any guests with an ID. And if they have a vehicle, they have a vehicle parking pass. Our rental agreement is particular and extensive on purpose. During my tenure, we have not had any resident arrested for a crime committed on our property. We have worked hand in hand with the Denver Police Department on issues pertaining to the environment in which Shepherd's resides. We currently have 4 residents that are receiving Denver's temporary utility rental assistance funding, 1 receiving rental assistance from the LDS. We have 5 registered sex offenders, 3 residents that are infirm, 3 residents escaping domestic violence. Many of our residents don't have transportation. We have 5 residents that have been with us up to 2 to 3 years. Shepherd Studios is home to those who live with us, no matter how long their transitions takes. It's how Randy wants it. Speaking of our landlord, Randy Ankeny, he strived to provide a second chance or a stable floor for our tenants to be successful. He works with our tenants even when they fall behind thousands of dollars. I'd like to say he runs his property with a firm grip, with concrete expectations, but with soft hands and able to be malleable to the individual needs of our tenants. Please don't shut us down. Please afford Randy the license he's applied for. Please don't evict our tenants from their homes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Our next speaker is Victoria.
Victoria Wilkinson wasn't able to make it because of her 2 infants. Can we have someone else speak in her stead?
I'm sorry. I have to go with the name that is listed, but thank you for letting me know. Our next speaker was Victoria Wilkerson. Thank you for that update. Malath Basho is next. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that update. Malath Basho? No? Okay. Shane Whitstruck?
Hi, council members. Nice to be back. Thank you for always having me. I have my camera off today because I'm tired. I'm really tired of seeing headline after headline of the world escalating for Palestine, but the U.S. and our city refusing to take action. There was an article by The Guardian that reported that a former IDF soldier said that the actual death toll in Gaza is more around 200,000. 200,000 people dead in 2 years. And this council
has investments in Israeli bonds. And I understand that the budget situation is difficult and that this council actually doesn't really have that much of a say in comparison to the mayor. But we need you all to use what power you do have to advocate for Palestinian Denverites, because this is just ridiculous, y'all. It's ridiculous. We are watching a genocide unfold on our screens every day. Just like horrible things that I don't even want to repeat out loud that I have witnessed. And now over the past week, we've seen the UK, we've seen Australia, we've seen Canada, France, and Portugal all formally recognize a Palestinian state. Will the US ever do this? I doubt it, because we're sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Israel every single year. But what power we do have as a city is that we can stop that ourselves. And so I know that a lot of you are beginning to open your eyes to the Palestinian cause, just as the rest of the world is. And I would just hope that you are willing to take action to be on the right side of history, and to divest from genocidal companies like Palantir, like Lockheed Martin, like Caterpillar, like Cisco. It's just ridiculous, y'all. And it's getting really embarrassing to call myself an American at this point. Right now in Italy, they are general striking for Palestine. There's tens of thousands of people out on the streets, because they know what's going on, just like you know what's going on. But the difference between you and them is that they're willing to do something to be on the right side of history. And so far, your inaction, your inability to take any action at all, is just frankly embarrassing. And I also echo Anton's statement that a letter supporting an arms embargo would really go a long way. Denver is often a pioneer in politics. I don't see why we can't be a pioneer in the cause for Palestine. Thank you.
Thank you. Brandy Majors? No. Brandy Majors. Jesse Paris.
Yes, good evening, members of council, those watching at home, those in the council chambers. My name is Jesse LaShawn Paris, and I represent for Black Star Action Movement for Self-Defense, Positive Action Committee for Social Change, as well as the Unity Party of Colorado, the Northeast Denver Residents Council, Frontline Black News, the Quebec Task Force, the Street Task Force, the Revolutionary Agenda. And I reside at the Fusion Studios in Sean Watson's district of District 9, District 9. Oh my God. Okay. As far as genocide, the genocide been happening against my people here in this country for 400 years. Everything that they described that happened to the Palestinians in 1948 has been happening to Black Americans since 1776, if not before that. So I'm like so sick of hearing about this damn genocide in damn Palestine. Nobody addresses the genocide that's been happening in this country for centuries, right here on U.S. soil. Nobody bats an eye, nobody protests, nobody says nothing about it, nobody makes signs, nobody gets aggravated, none of that. Instead, y'all want to celebrate Charlie Kirk, give him a day of remembrance, and all of this madness. It's racism and white supremacy at the end of the day. It still exists, it's still going on, and you parade it, you applaud it, you celebrate it. You give it a proclamation, you do all of the above. But that's not what I want to talk about tonight. What I want to talk about was the mayor. The mayor sits up here and tries to put a black face on the police safety department by appointing Al Gardner, somebody that has no experience with none of that, to that department. But we're supposed to be championing Haram because he's black in skin color alone. Al Gardner has no experience with public safety. He has not met with the Reimagining Police and Public Safety Task Force that I've been a part of since 2020. You, City Council, have still yet to implement the 112 recommendations that we have presented to you on the one-year anniversary of George Floyd's murder. And I like to also note that George Floyd's birthday is the same day as this bullcrap Charlie Kirk Remembrance Day. They literally have the same birthday. But one got mocked and berated, and the other one gets celebrated and elevated. the hypocrisy is so real. So if you want to do something right, Denver, you would vote no on all these ballot initiatives that the mayor has put forward. The mayor has put us in a $250 million shortfall. He needs to go. Recall Mayor Johnston now, not later, now.
Thank you. Eric Gross is our next speaker.
Hello, Council. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, we can. Please go ahead.
Okay, great. Before I start, I'm going to make this quick. I'm not going to take up my whole time. There is someone who keeps getting skipped. I don't know if their name was wrong. It's Anissa. If you could try them again, they should be online. Please
do
so.
Yes, we do have her on the list.
Great. Okay. I just want to inform everyone, even some of the people that I know probably haven't seen this yet. There was a big deal made about an American who came back from Gaza. He was, you know, held as a hostage by Hamas, except he was actually an active duty IDF soldier on October 7th. So he was truly a prisoner of war. His name is Edan Alexander. He announced 2 days ago he is going back to the IDF to go murder more children in Gaza. Everything that everyone said here is a minute by minute resuscitation of what is going on over there. By the end of this meeting, more people will be dead. And if other speakers here want to talk about genocide against Black Americans, power to you. There are Black people being lynched across America as we speak, and no one's talking about it. But the same thing is happening from our government all over the world. They're blowing up boats in the ocean without any evidence that anything was going on. They're dropping bombs on tents, burying people in sand, which we've been watching for the last goddamn year. And we know that you're not in the federal government. We know you're not the president, but you have power. You can speak to the Congress members. You can call them out publicly even, and you should, because all of the Congress members from Colorado voted to remember Charlie Kirk, an unrepentant, racist, white supremacist, pseudo-Nazi, who they then celebrated up at CSU in our state. How can this be who we are? How can we just turn in to 1939 Germany without anyone standing up, including all of you? Fuck Edan Alexander, fuck Charlie Kirk. Go do something.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Arnie Carter.
Hello. I want to start off with kicking these people out of this place would be the stupidest thing that Denver could do.
Woo!
Yesterday was the International Day of Peace. Can you believe that? What a joke, right? We're further away from peace than we've ever been in my lifetime. If you wake up in the morning, you can, and the wind is blowing east, you can smell the stench of death and suffering coming from Gaza. You can taste the pain of the detention and deportation machine daily. The darkness and the shadows of fascism, they get longer and darker every day. I keep telling you guys, this is different times. This is not a time for you to cling on to old ways, old thoughts, old ways of conducting business. People are wanting you to stand up, be bold, stand up for the people, stand up and stop this genocide, stand up strongly and denounce fascism. You guys don't understand that Gaza and Palestine represent liberation of us all. Free Palestine.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Elliot Howe.
Good evening,
What an honor to follow such activists who, Arnie's been out here for months, as you know better than I. Months and months and months. What are we at, 24 months? I just wanted to thank the person earlier for relating what's happening in Palestine to what's happening here at home. And what I am hopeful for is that when we win, that is, when we wrest our country back from the control of a foreign government that is taking our taxes while they have free health care and free college education to literally bomb children, when we win, I hope that we can use this as a touch point, like, to help people understand that Israel reveals the apartheid here at home. Like, these are all connected. Abolition feminism now, by a group of folks, including Angela Davis, Gina Dent, Erica Miners, Beth Ritchie. Those are the authors. Amazing book. These are things we need right now. Abolition feminism now. Another highly recommended book. LeVar Burton, not just the star of Roots and host and star of Reading Rainbow, 35-year running show, winner of almost as many awards. LeVar Burton wrote one book called Aftermath. Read it. Just read it. Everybody. That is for everybody. Because even though it was written in 1997, I tell you, it is so precious, prescient now. One of the characters in this book is a shaman. It's set in the future. Everyone is living in tents in Hoovervilles, you know, like we see now, except they're trying to sweep them away. But we know that's evil. Anyways, it's just so good. It's dark. Don't read it if you're, like, if you can't take some really evil shit going on, but it's also full of hope. Anyways, the shaman character in that says, he compares different races of folks to different elements and says, the white folks are the fire, and just like fire, it can easily get out of control and spread. And we have seen literal fire, literal pillars of fire in occupied Palestinian territory, just as we've seen fire sweeping across occupied lands here in North America, right? On my list, becoming abolitionists. Like, we need to break down the walls around Gaza, break down the walls holding the political prisoners, the hostages, the Palestinian hostages in Israeli torture prisons. Did you know that in those prisons, I was not at all surprised to find out, though it hurt my heart so bad, they sexually abuse children and they make other children watch. That's what Israel does. We know who they are and what they do. Israel and the U.S. are like this. And remember, when I'm talking about Zionists, I am talking about Christian Zionists. This could not be done without the U.S.'s dollars, and it could not be done with the support of evangelical Christians and Christians of all walks of life here in the U.S. saying, yes, send my money to them. Did you know $8 billion, the amount they send to Israel every time our senators vote and they voted 3 times? That's enough for everyone to get a new brand spanking new blood money iPhone. That is how much money, $8.8 billion. Everyone in the whole U.S., right? Just put it in perspective.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Hannah Lawless.
Hello. I think I'm the last person on the list. Is Anissa able to speak?
I have someone else.
Uh-huh. Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I'll let them speak. I spoke last week. With our last time, but I guess since I have like 1 minute to speak, thank you for mentioning the genocide against Black people that America wages here and globally. I want to say fuck ICE, free Palestine, and fuck white nationalism, and fuck white supremacy. Also, DPD just took someone from the distro happening right outside the building that you guys are in. The police that was just voted to get more money. So I think that should be confronted. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Patricia Rendiles. And I believe, do you need translation?
Yes.
Okay. So, Sam? Jasmine.
Hola, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Patricia Rendiles.
Hi, good evening. My name is Patricia Rendiles.
Soy madre de cuatro niños. Le solicito su voto a favor de abrir un refugio nuevo para familias y niñas con necesidades.
I ask you to vote in favor of creating a new shelter for families and for children with special needs.
Yo estaba en situación de calle desde el 13 de agosto y la ciudad de Denver me está pagando un hotel.
And the city of Denver is paying for a motel.
Cada tres días. Tengo mucho miedo de volver a quedar en la calle con mis cuatro hijos. Necesitamos un lugar más seguro para nosotros.
I'm very scared to end up back on the streets with my four children, and we need a safe place for us.
Ya que entre poco se viene el frío, me tienen en una lista de espera en un refugio, pero es muy larga la lista. Dice que tengo que esperar de 3 a 4 meses.
I'm on a wait list for a shelter, but it says that the list right now is 3 to 4 months.
Porque ellos dicen que tienen 400 familias como la de nosotros, pero aún así yo estoy llamando a ellos cada dos días esperando su respuesta.
They say that there's 400 other families like us, but even then, I am calling them every day to hear an answer from them.
Eso era todo lo que quería decir. Muchas gracias.
That's everything I wanted to say. Thank you very much.
Gracias. Gracias. That concludes our general public comment session. If we did not get to you today, please join us at our next session or submit your comments in writing. The next session will be held on Monday, September 29th. Sign up begins at 5 p.m. on Thursday, September 25th. We look forward to hearing from you again, and thank you for attending.
Thank you.